This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about deep fakes. Never heard of that term before? Well, many people probably haven't, because it's a relatively new technology that has gotten into the hands of just your average computer geeks at this point. Maybe some people who know a little more about coding than others. But if you've got the right tools, you can now take video, photos, but video is mostly what this is focused on, video of, let's say, a Hollywood celebrity, and map their face over top of, let's say, a pornographic film. That's where the news was breaking on deepfakes a year ago. Now there's a new deepfake video that has come out showing actor Steve Buscemi with his face mapped over top of Jennifer Lawrence, who is another actress. She's known for the Hunger Games films, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
She, in the video, it's Jennifer Lawrence's body at the Golden Globe. She's, you know, speaking into a microphone, but the face is Steve Buscemi. And it's very, very persuasive. In fact, according to the story here at the Daily Dot, dailydot.com, last year, Representative Adam Schiff from California and other members of the House of Representatives wrote a letter to the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, to raise concerns over the possible use of the technology by foreign adversaries. The letter stated,
I'm so much more scared of domestic adversaries,
me too,
like the government itself.
Yeah. The quote, as deepfake technology becomes more advanced and more accessible, it could pose a threat to United States public discourse and national security with broad and concerning implications for offensive active measures campaigns targeting the United States, said the letter. Researchers have already developed some methods for detecting the deepfakes. One technique, which is said to have a 95% success rate in catching altered videos, relies on analyzing how often an individual in a video blinks.
Oh, see? We talked about the eyes.
Quote, healthy adult humans blink somewhere between every 2 and 10 seconds, and a single blink takes between 1/10 and 4/10 of a second, says the associate professor of computer science at the University of Albany, Sui Liu, wrote in a Fast Company article last year, quote, that's what would be normal to see in a video of a person talking, but it's not what happens in many deepfake videos, unquote. However, these deepfakes will only become harder to catch as time goes on. Liu notes that the race between those generating and those detecting fake videos will only intensify in the coming years. While lawmakers have focused heavily on the potential national security ramifications, some experts remain skeptical. Thomas Ridd, professor of strategic studies at Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies, remarked on Twitter this month that fake news and conspiracy theories already thrive based on far less than altered videos. Ridd, who's an expert on the history of disinformation, argues, however, that deepfakes could lead some to deny legitimate information based entirely on the fact that such technology exists. Indeed, like I said, we're entering a time where you're not really going to know that when you're watching something, because we've seen major news media organizations get fooled by fake stuff, fake news. Yeah, we've seen the Onion stories get picked up and run as actual news headlines in major media all around the planet.
Well, a lot of that is because it's getting very difficult to distinguish the real from the satirical at this point.
Yeah, that's something. People are always failing to pick up sarcasm on Facebook, and I have the same issue. And it's like, well, it's hard to detect sarcasm since the world went crazy. because sarcasm you can usually recognize by somebody saying something so stupid that nobody could possibly believe it. But then you have actual Marxists out there
who really believe what they say. Right.
And you have actual fascists out there who really believe what they say. So what is really too absurd to think that some idiot really believes
this? So you've got a problem with reality being hard to believe just on its own.
Right.
And now you add to that the fact that any video that is purports to be real may be completely fabricated. So what is real these days? I mean, it's impossible to know.
My buddy has a game on Facebook. Is this a real Donald Trump tweet?
Right, but that's just the text.
Yeah.
And it's hard to tell.
And it's hard to tell there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then you increase that when it comes to video. Is this a real video? Is he really saying that? Because he says some pretty outlandish things, and if there's a deepfake video of it, how would you know?
Well, if you're driving a car or a country, please put Twitter down while you're doing
it. That's good. Although I got to say, it's pretty entertaining reading some of his tweets.
Oh yeah. I got to see Donald Trump. The thing about him is, I mean, he's horrible, but he's hilarious. You know,
he is.
Just the things that he does and watching the liberals' heads explode is
also hilarious.
Entertaining.
Let's go to back to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's still there on our Discord server. Go ahead.
Yeah, at the top of the hour, I think it was Rich Paul, as you guys were fading out, said something about, well, you need a lot of information to make these deepfakes. But that's wrong-headed thinking. Because that's thinking 20 years ago. Today, with a single picture, and I put a link on the Discord, today with a single picture you can extract a 3D image of a person's face. And that's just what's known to the average computer programmer like you and me. There are things out there that we don't know, that we don't have information to. And I guarantee
that's true, but if you're going to do a video of me speaking that is going to convince somebody who actually knows me, then you're going to have more than one 3D image of me. You're going to know how I move. You're going to know, if you're faking audio, you have to know what my voice inflection is.
Mannerisms. Like. You need mannerisms.
How about an impartial jury of 12?
But somebody who wanted to make a deepfake about you would get all that stuff. So I guarantee you that with today's technology, the government could produce any video they wanted to, and it would be indistinguishable from a real one. And they can. So today's, currently, with today's technology, we need to doubt absolutely everything we see in
there. Because, I mean, there is no such thing as video evidence at this point.
Yeah, I mean,
anybody
for example,
who's going to use that evil, it's going to be the government.
Yeah.
They will be the ones that will use that evil to their advantage.
Well, yeah. Plausible deniability is a thing.
Imagine if the fake videos that were released of Bin Laden after he died, if he kept getting older instead of getting progressively younger.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were doing it with Bin Laden way back then. So just think what they can do today.
Well, if plausible deniability is a thing, let's go the other direction then. And what if you have home security video to protect your home, and someone breaks in, and because of the deep fake technology, right, all of a sudden they're claiming that it wasn't them.
You faked it.
You're trying to frame me. Absolutely true. So we can't believe anything we see in the future.
That's gone. That's how it is. That's the new reality, is you don't know what's real.
That's right.
It's going to be sad.
I think that may be one of the reasons that the world is going crazy.
You said you find it liberating, Gene?
Yes, I find it liberating in a way, because now you can plausibly deny anything that they put in front of you.
Mm.
Now, that also, if you can transfer that plausible deniability to the jury, then the jury can really throw out any video evidence. And in fact, eventually they're probably just going to get rid of juries anyway, because juries are going to start doubting them, and they'll just get rid of them. So that'll be the end of the jury.
They've already done that in 97% of cases by introducing the plea bargain.
Yes, and some states have reduced the jury from 12 to 6, and some states have reduced it from unanimous to 10 out of 12.
Oh, geez.
So They have been crippling the jury for years. In fact, I wrote about this 35 years ago in a newspaper article about how the jury system was being crippled clear back then.
Gene, good call tonight. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on, at least we presume it was you. It could be a fake version of Gene. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your comments on the deepfakes, or whatever it is you want to discuss, you can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Hop on into one of our Discord channels. The on-air call-in lines are the first channels you'll see there at the top of our list over at discord.lrn.fm. But most people use the Discord just because they want to talk with other folks who care about freedom, people who listen to the show. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Richie Rich.
Don't forget to check out Richie Rich. He's got his own podcast. It's called The Anarchist Experience.
Yes, sir.
Over at anarchistexperience.com. So let's continue here. Matthew is in Louisiana. We've been talking about, if you're just tuning in, the deep fakes. This is new technology, or recently technology that the average person could get a hold of to actually make your own fake videos. You may still need to be more of like a computer geeky programmer type to do it, but there are a lot of computer geeky programmer types out there now.
They're on the internet.
That can do this stuff. The software is open source. It's available to anybody. That means you don't have to pay to buy some fancy software suite. It's free. And it just keeps getting better to make videos that look very, very real. And essentially have made it to where, as Gene the Christian Anarchist was pointing out, you really just can't believe anything that you see anymore. I mean, it's just a surreal kind of world that we live in. Where the reality itself is so bizarre and hilarious and ridiculous all at once, and then you add on to that the fact that every video that you could ever see from this point on could be completely fabricated, is just a very, well, as Gene put it, he says it's liberating.
I don't get that.
Well, you're liberated from having to know what the truth is, I guess, because you couldn't possibly.
If you want to. I like my five senses, and I kind of trust those.
You're liberated from the lack of plausible deniability that video gives you. Is
true.
You can get caught on video doing things, saying, "Yeah, that wasn't
me. That's just a deepfake."
Let me show the jury deepfake videos of three different people on that security camera doing the same thing, and you tell me which one is real using
your
eyeballs.
So crime goes up.
Well, I don't know. Most of the things that people get prosecuted for aren't crimes. So
that's a good point, too. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-453. We go to Louisiana, where Matthew is on the line watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, first off, let me greet Richie Rich. It's been like years since I read your comic books when I was a little kid living in
Did you like the Dollar Dog? That's what I get a lot. Do you have a dog named Dollar? No, I don't.
No,
did you choose the name
not,
for yourself, or was it your parents who actually named you?
I chose the name for myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
One of those.
Was it inspired by the cartoon character?
Sort of.
Okay.
I mean, it's a short but long story. Like, I'm technically the third, so I've always carried the name Rich E.
Okay.
And then in college, I had a professor say, you got to drop the E to sound more professional. So then I was just Rich.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't really roll off the tongue. So my nickname, you know, growing up was always Richie Rich.
Richie
so
Rich. You went with it.
I went with it.
All right. So, Matthew, what are you talking about?
Well, we had this lady on Jeff Carrera's Ringside Politics of the Punch show calling in, going on and on about smart meters. I was like, good Lord. So I decided I got to go check this out. And I went to Google and Googled in, stories about smart meters, and most of it was just debunking all these various claims. And you get way down towards the end, and there's one story, it's a news story out of Las Vegas, about apparently smart meters setting people's houses on fire.
Uh-oh.
But there's no follow-up. And I'm like, what? And then there's nothing else, no other results. I'm like, this is weird. So I go to DuckDuckGo. They actually have their own search engine site now. And I entered the same search terminology, and boy, did I get some results. And it is scary. Apparently, for reasons that I can't figure out, smart meters seem to catch on fire, and sometimes they take your house with them.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
So for those that don't know, these smart meters are the new technology of the power meter, you know, that the old spinny dial thing that's on the side of your house. Well, now they've been replacing
those. Yeah, the old analog. ones, the ones that were allegedly obsolete. And on the one hand, I do understand the utility company's desire to be able to read these things remotely so that it makes it they don't have to send out a meter reader.
Right. It's expensive to send some guy to walk around to every single house and read physically a number off of a meter.
Of course, an analog meter combined with a webcam would solve that problem. Just keep a $50 webcam pointed at each one.
would the webcam be provided by the electric company then?
Much cheaper than a new meter.
So either way, you still, I don't know if it's that much cheaper because you still have to send somebody out to install it. So, I mean, you still, you've got the human labor time of sending somebody.
Right, but I'm guessing those smart meters are several hundred dollars each.
Yeah, I mean, this is
$50 for a webcam.
There's no doubt they're not going to be cheap, but they're buying them on such a bulk level that they're probably not as expensive as they are.
But replacing people's houses or repairing them isn't cheap either.
No doubt.
And I was surprised at the information they want to get from these smart meters. They're not just interested in your daily power consumption or even your billing period power consumption. They're interested in your hourly power consumption. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why?
Well, so they can adjust it for peak times, I would imagine.
Well, why not just do, well, you know, the normal business thing and build in the capacity to take care of the peak time.
Well, I mean, there's businesses run on, in a lot of cases, on data. I mean, having data is useful so you can better run your business, so you can, you know, market things better or whatever it is that they need the data for. I mean, I don't think there's some sort of diabolic plot here, although some people certainly think that about these meters. There's a certain conspiracy theorists community out there. If I recall, some of the claims they've made on our show include that the smart meters are like mind control devices, basically. Have you heard that one?
I have not heard that one.
I have heard that they emit RF frequencies that will cause cancer, which that I think is slightly absurd.
They almost certainly emit RF. All electronic devices do, but whether or not they've found RF that causes cancer, that's another matter.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could take care of that easily enough because it's hooked up to the power line, for God's sake. You could use the ground wire to obviously send a signal anywhere you wanted it to go.
So with the smart meters burning the houses down, did your research turn up any reason why? Is it an electrical malfunction? Have there been recalls
apparently,
to certain models?
Seems to be spread across all the models that are currently in use, and it's not widespread, but compared to what the analog meters cause, which is zero fires, apparently there's a relay that the power company can use to shut your power off remotely, but in the process of being kept open, this relay overheats, and apparently sometimes catches on fire.
Well, they got
to pay your power bill or they'll burn your house down.
Thanks for the call, Matthew. I appreciate it, man. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Super Bowl 53 is underway at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
For the land of the free.
Glad Gladys Knight sang the national anthem ahead of the game, and the NFL paid tribute to the civil rights movement. Just before the Super Bowl coin toss, a clip was shown of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King's daughter, Dr. Bernice King, was the person chosen to flip the coin, and she was joined by Congressman John Lewis and Andrew Young. Los Angeles won the coin toss, but deferred, giving the Patriots the ball first. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about determining the fake from the real, not just when it comes to news, which is what, you know, has made a lot of headlines over the last couple of years, the so-called fake news, and trying to detect that. But also now detecting fake videos is going to get harder and harder to do with the technology out there known as deepfakes. We're going to continue. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, here it's Ian with you.
Rich Paul.
And Richie Rich.
Go ahead, Rich. What were you going to say?
Yes, we're actually experimenting like this. What I'm rolling right now is actually much browner than it appears on the studio cam for those of you watching. It's but we've made it appear to be green. Just to, very easy transform to do.
Amazing technology, yes.
You can't trust what you see on the studio cam.
Nope.
No.
You really can't believe anything anymore unless you're actually there in reality to see it happen, because everything is questionable at this point. All video footage can be faked, and it's getting easier than ever to do that. There's a little bit more analysis here from some of the folks over at the Daily Dot article, dailydot.com, reporting on the deepfakes, where they spoke with someone from Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies, Thomas Ridd, a professor over there. He is an expert on the history of disinformation. He argues that deepfakes could lead some to deny legitimate information based entirely on the fact that the technology to fake information exists. So
that's a plausible deniability.
Right. So you're showing somebody a real video, but they're like, oh, that's fake. well, I know they could have faked that, but you're like, no, I recorded it myself. I know that it's real. Well, you can't prove that's the original footage.
We go back to a society of storytelling because it's the only way to convey firsthand information.
The most concerning aspect is possibly deep denials, the ability to dispute previously uncontested evidence, even when the denial flies in the face of forensic artifacts, said Ridd. Although fears concerning deepfakes and subversion from malicious foreign actors draw attention in the nation's capital, fake videos could potentially cause much more damage to individuals. Granted, a fake video of a politician engaged in some sort of devious behavior could spread rapidly online before being debunked, but if a similar altered video is used to blackmail a vulnerable person, it's likely no credible fact-checkers will be there to put out the fire. The practice of targeting ordinary women with fabricated videos has already begun. In one such example, a woman in her 40s told the Washington Post that just last year someone had used photos from her social media accounts to create and spread a fake sex video of her online. She said, quote, "I feel violated. This is an icky kind of violation. It's this weird feeling like you want to tear everything off the internet, but you know you can't." So, look, I think this is one of the things I've said before about all the frustration that people have when it comes to nudity online and the idea that if you take a selfie, a nude selfie or something like that, send it to a boyfriend or girlfriend, and then they maliciously leak that out, and, you know, after the breakup or whatever, they call it revenge porn, I think.
Yeah.
I have said before that, look, there's so much porn on the internet that, like, the fact that you're naked on the internet really doesn't make a big impact on anything. It's not uncommon for people to be naked on the internet. So I've just kind of felt like, what's the big deal? If it's that big of a deal, then, you know, don't take nude photos of yourself. But at this point, all you have to have is just any photos of yourself online for somebody to make a nude version of you on the internet. So,
and that would certainly matter to a modern-day Iago. Who, if you haven't read Othello, Iago tricks Othello into believing his wife is cheating on him, and Othello kills his wife.
Mm.
Well, there's all kinds of opportunities for that sort of thing. And as you say, if you claim to be a friend and show up with you're having sex with somebody else's wife, he's probably not got a fact checker handy
right.
to say, hey, I can process this video and determine that it's actually fake.
Just acting on impulse at that point.
Exactly.
So the point here is, if you're worried about somebody making a nude video of you, well, then it's too late. If your pictures are already out online and somebody has the time and the interest to do it, then there's going to be a nude video of you.
I can see this being the next level of Bitcoin email scams.
You mean like extortion?
Right. Because right now it's floating around, and I know some people that have got them, where it basically says, the hacker or, you know, the scammer says that they've got your passwords, they've hacked into your computer,
yep.
they've said they've taken video of you, handling your business while watching pornography, and unless you send them Bitcoin, they're going to release it to your friends and family because they have your contact list.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now if they can do a deep fake with the, you know, basically a profile picture of you on social media, then there's even, you know, greater evidence that they could use to extort you because then they have video.
True.
Although
if all they're working with is a facial video, then not to put too fine a point on it, they don't know how I'm hung. They don't know if it, you know, tends to lean left or lean right.
So you could prove that it was fake by showing the real thing, right?
Well, I could, but you could only do that once, because if you do it publicly, then they've got a picture of it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the people who are all worried about this, I don't think there's really any reason to be concerned. Oh, no. There's a naked video of you on the internet. Welcome to the internet, where there's a zillion naked videos of people. Like, it's going to get to the point where people should just be laughing at it. Like, oh, somebody used my face and put me in a nude, you know, porn video. Like, it's not going to be the end of your world, because eventually everybody's going to know it could be fake. And eventually they're going to get tired of seeing all their friends' faces on, you know, porn videos. Like, it's just going to get so commonplace that it won't matter.
So maybe we should all just go out and do deep fakes of ourselves and put them out there, so it's like okay, you've seen a fake naked me on the internet, and I'm actually, you know, not quite that well hung, yeah. And it's okay, because that's actually not me. But you want to show me a fake video of me? I'll show you a fake video of me.
Because anybody can do this at this point, and it's only going to get easier. So, I mean, I understand why the woman's upset. You know, she calls it a violation. But the reality is, it's just a creative work of art. I mean, you might not agree with it. You might not like it, but that's what art is. It has people, they have different feelings about it, right? Like, you can feel strongly about a piece of art. You can hate it, but another person might actually love that very same piece. And
because all value is subjective.
Right. So I'm just saying, look, lady, your life is going to be all right. Whether there's a fake video of you on the internet, or you actually put a real video of you on the internet, or you gave it to your boyfriend, then broke up with him, and he put it on the internet, odds are it's not going to stop you from getting that next job that you want to get. And if it does, maybe you didn't want to work for that person in the first place. And what are the odds that your next job interview is going to be looking through, you know, porn sites to try to see if you... I mean, how does that even happen? What do people think is going to happen because there's a video of them naked, whether it's real or not, on the internet?
Well, one assumes that they would target it, send it to friends and family, maybe send it to current coworkers rather than people you're about to interview with. So that could... I mean,
it's something to talk about around the water cooler.
Nobody wants to be lied about, except, well, some people do want to be.
Well, and business owners can be pretty finicky about hiring practices.
About who they have working for them.
Because you become, even in your off time, you become an agent of the organization.
But this now gives you the plausible deniability to deny real porn videos of yourself, right? So if you've actually got a real video out of you that your ex has, they're mean and nasty and they've released it on some... revenge porn site. So there's an actual real porn video of you out there. Well, now all you have to do is just claim, well, that's a fake.
Obviously a fake.
Right? Yeah, I would never do anything like that.
I'm an upstanding citizen.
Yeah, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
And he's clearly lying down.
And for those unwilling to take the time to learn how to develop your own deep fakes, you can simply pay to have it done. A now banned community on Reddit, known as r/deepfakeservice, was found to be selling this content in early 2018 to anyone willing to give them at least 2 minutes of source video. More coming up in moments. Cigarette ban possibly coming to Hawaii.
Some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign a petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49777. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it.
The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, if you want to join us, you can. You can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-3733. Smart Cash. It is one of the newer cryptocurrencies out there in the world. It's been around for a couple of years and got our attention recently because it started popping up on various different libertarian podcasts. Roger Paxton has Smart Cash as a sponsor. There's a few other folks in the liberty world that are also sponsored by Smart Cash. So they seem to have good taste in who to advertise with, and they sponsored Free Talk Live this last month, which was a decision made by the Smart Cash users because, yeah, Smart Cash is a cryptocurrency. That means it's fast, it's secure, it's easy to use. But one of the things that makes it different is their Smart Hive Project Treasury, where anyone with any amount of smart has the ability to vote. One smart is one vote. And so if you have more than one smart, you have more than one vote in how to run this crypto. They've got a certain budget every month that they can allocate to different proposals, and you get to vote on those proposals simply by holding on to some Smart Cash. Go to smartcash.cc to learn more about it. You'll also learn about Smart Rewards, which actually rewards you on a monthly basis if you have at least 1,000 smart. And right now, one smart's worth about a cent, so it's not hard to get 1,000 of them. You get 1,000 smart, you put it into a wallet that you control the keys for, and then you just hold it. You don't spend out of that wallet. If you hold on to it for at least a month's time, you're going to get some smart rewards if you hold on to it for the right time in the month. Because I actually started with my smart wallet just after they gave the rewards out in November, so I had to wait a little longer than a month. But either way, once you hold on to it and you keep holding it, you'll keep getting the smart rewards roughly once a month. It's pretty cool, and you can learn more about it over at smartcash.cc. It's Ian, Rich, Paul, and Richie Rich here in the studio tonight. We've been talking about the reality and how it's hard to discern what's real from what's fake these days, and it's just going to get more difficult to the point where it's probably not even worth bothering, because you really never will know for sure unless you witness something happen in real life. And even then, eyewitness testimony is notoriously unreliable. At least that's what they found in courts. So let's get back into some other related news. And this you had mentioned this to us, I think, before the show tonight when we were at the sports bar. We went to Social Sunday, which is the weekly kind of libertarian hangout event that we have.
Yeah, came across my news feed. I just brought it up.
Michael Hampton actually dug up the story here. Hawaii News Now reporting on, and you're from Hawaii for those who's tuning in. In 2016, Hawaii became the first state in the nation to ban the sale of cigarettes to anyone under the age of 21. Now lawmakers are looking at even tougher prohibitions around cigarette sales. Under a proposal before the state legislature, cigarette sales would be effectively banned outright by 2024.
Ridiculous.
For everyone. No cigarette sales whatsoever. Now, I don't know if it's just cigarettes or if it's going to include cigars.
In the legal market, at least.
That would be a gangster's paradise.
You mean moving in on illegal cigarettes?
Selling cigarettes there. Yeah, you'd make a fortune. My God,
sure
you think
would.
You make a lot of money off the bat.
Off weed
and cocaine. My God, when people have to get their cigarettes on the black market.
Yep. The price will go up.
Yeah.
The ban would go into effect progressively, starting with raising the minimum age for buying cigarettes to the age of 30 in the year 2020. By 2022, they would raise that to 50, so no one under the age of 50 would be able to buy cigarettes. And then 2 years later, no one under the age of 100 would be allowed to buy cigarettes. So for the few centenarians that live in Hawaii, they will continue to be able to smoke legally.
They can enjoy a smoke for the last few years.
And they can run to the store for you to get a pack of cigarettes, too. So they'll be slow, but they'll get there eventually, I hope.
I had some friends who got wiped out in the 21 increase.
Really?
Right? Like they were old enough, they were 19 or 20.
Yep.
You know, and then all of a sudden, the very next day, they had to find someone else to buy their smokes again. How ridiculous.
Yeah, and the cops, of course, can just stop you on the street if they think that you're under the age of 21 and use what their opinion is about how you look as probable cause to conduct a search.
I would imagine.
Yeah, which I find that to be particularly legally questionable, but very few people who end up in that circumstance are going to actually challenge the ticket. They're just going to pay it. And they're just going to move on.
That's what Rich Paul was saying earlier with the 97% plea out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
Even on little things like that, if you don't fight them, all of a sudden it's just another tool.
It's an automatic win for them. Mm-hmm. The measure is House Bill 1509. They say it's a long shot here. It passed its first reading last week, a procedural hurdle, and has been assigned to committees, but it doesn't yet have a hearing. That doesn't mean it won't get one, especially after news of the proposal started generating headlines nationally. The authors of the bill, two Democratic representatives and a Republican, so it's bipartisan, say the proposed ban simply makes sense.
Democrats and Republicans hate us for our freedom.
One of the people, I don't know if they cite who it was, says, quote, "The cigarette is considered the deadliest artifact in human history," they write. I would say that's government.
Tell that to the people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Right.
Or the millions killed by their government. The
exactly.
nation state is the most
worst.
Deadly artifact in history.
The cigarette is an unreasonably dangerous and effective productive, I think they mean product, killing half of its long-term users. Well, I mean, everybody is going to die eventually, so I mean, what is it, the cigarettes that did it or something else?
In the long run, we're all dead.
Mm.
George Burns made it to 100 as a regular tobacco smoker, right?
So, yeah, didn't he credit that, the cigar a day?
To his longevity.
Yeah.
Some 13% of Hawaii adults are smokers. That's lower than the national average of 17%. Hawaii also has one of the nation's highest cigarette taxes at $3.20 a pack. And more than a decade ago, the Hawaii legislature significantly expanded smoke-free zones and included e-cigarettes in the same prohibitions 3 years ago, which is a stupid, stupid thing to do. The e-cigarettes, of course, have been very helpful for a lot of people who had significant addictions to nicotine. They got off of smoking. They moved to the e-cigarettes. And a lot of them stayed there. Some people went back. But a lot of them stayed with the e-cigarettes, and they like it. Rich, you've got the e-cigarette in your hand right now, although you've been back on tobacco smoking as of late.
Yeah, I actually just recently rebought this. I lost my last mod, so it kind of reminds me of when I studied scuba diving.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time when you're underwater and you don't really believe that you can breathe and your body wants you to get out of the water and and get this thing out of your mouth so you can breathe. And then after a while, you kind of relax into it, and your body says, okay, I can get the oxygen down here, so it's cool.
And you're saying this is like that?
And this is like that in that, you know, your body attaches chemicals and the results of chemicals to flavors and artifacts, and so you're retraining the body to associate something else with nicotine.
Let's go to Alfred in Ulfo. I don't know where that is. Alfred, you're on Free Talk Live, watching us on twitch.lrn.fm. Alfred? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, it's awesome. Hi. I just subscribed on Twitch, so I could use the chat as well. So you guys were talking about vaping, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually a vapor myself, and I heard you talk about, like, the black market and cigarettes and stuff, so I thought that was interesting, so I wanted to join into the conversation. And you said it's hard to get into vaping, you know? It's not just about, like, adjusting to how you ingest the smoke, but it's also, like, it's a lot of technical aspects as well that I think are holding people back from getting into it as well. What do you guys
You think it's a technical aspect that's holding people back from vaping?
Yeah. Like, at least, like, I live in Norway. We don't have dual pods there, like, at the same level as you guys
have. Oh, you're
have,
in Oslo. So okay. I couldn't.
Yeah,
they didn't
Norway,
type in the city correctly. They spelled it Ulfo. Oh. I'm like, where is Ulfo?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm from Norway, so it's like 4 a.m. here.
No. Okay, so yeah, thanks for sticking with us late there. Now, so what is the situation there in Norway with vaping?
So we have, like, two shops in, like the capital of Norway. We have, like, mm-hmm. two shops that actually sell vaping equipment. So it's hard to get into. But once you're in, you get a lot of help, and there's, like, a large community around it. And it's great.
Do you think it's a good thing that it's difficult to get into vaping?
Yeah, and we don't sell nicotine products at all. You have to add it yourself.
Okay. Because one of the things that concerned me about the article, it was the 13% of adult smokers. Like, who's going to stand up for those people? Because they're obviously outvoted in the majority.
Alfred, I wish we had more time to talk. Unfortunately, you called right at the end of the show. So, unfortunately, we are out of time. But check out more Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow night. We're on every single day from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. And I guess that's just before sunrise in Norway time. So, we'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.